They weren't self-help kids. They had their own, somebody was different than them. But for myself, I've been my own guys that you guys are some different. Labor cost of this material.
Okay.
And Lena was the same way. These are all self-help.
Okay. So it looks like on page 14 on the breakout, it has the materials at 3,135 and then labor cost at 3,000.
Oh, okay.
So my question was just, so is that meant to be self-help or were you planning on working through the trust fund?
Lena is going to handicap the elder.
Right.
So I think the trust fund can do the work for Lena, Lena Betty.
Okay. Yeah. Any other questions from the board?
Sure. I have a question.
I think there was what happened to that one, Tony? On that Betty Synergy.
It was approved in the last meeting.
Okay. Bessie the suicide. She wanted the handicap ramp.
That one's, I think Paul was requesting the chapter to submit more information. It hasn't been entertained yet because they haven't provided all the information back to Paul.
Answer your question, Venus.
For us, I don't speak capital, including myself. My question was, there's five project recipients that did on the resolution. Was asking, what's the status on the remaining two, which is Betty, Sidney, and Geneva, and Bessie, the two? That was my question. And the answer provided was Betty, Sidney, and Geneva was approved at the previous era. Bessie, the two, this board had inquired to the chapter additional information. So today we're entertaining three of the five. Sounds like Lena, Samuel, Betty are the ones that are requesting their part in this approval. So I guess my question to the administration is, do we want to approve this per recipient or as a group motion? Because all of this seems like it's coming from Greg Mesa's NRF allocation. Working members of Greg Mesa. The only thing that the resolution doesn't specify is the amounts. So, but that's why we have project sheets.
If the board's comfortable with it, we could do the Red Mesa applications as a group. That'd be fine if that's included in the motion. Are there any other questions then while we're kind of, well, we mostly started out with Lena's, but we heard comments on the others as well. So I just want to make sure everyone has the information they need before we did take a motion on those. I guess one question I had just for the trust fund that where there may be that assumption of help from the trust fund on labor. Are there any concerns? Were you able to take a look at that?
Yeah, you really can't get involved unless there's some kind of funding from us. But yet they have us, tagged in there. I'm going to advise the Red Mesa chapter that they submit a proposal to the trust fund, even if it's, small amount, like 500,000 on top of these.
Okay.
Because usually sometimes there's the price quotes that they use, sometimes they, you know, because of inflation, they go higher anyway. So, and then that way we can basically look after all of the tasks that needs to be and do the work and all that.
Okay. Well, and Paul, the amount is budgeted kind of with the assumption of trust fund labor cost.
Yeah.
But my presumption is if that doesn't work out for some reason, we could revisit that amount if the labor cost ended up being higher as a result. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
The material cost. Do those going to require that for the procurement side? How does that work?
That is a good question. Paul, do you have an answer to that on what information they need to provide as far as quotes or other material costs?
For our fund,
yes.
Bids and quotes are recommended, but they're not required. And actually, I think on these projects,
they
provided price. Actually, I have things from Home Depot, or I believe it was listings of those. So,
and Lowe's.
Okay. Yeah.
Also.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Okay. I don't know what the rules are, but I'd like to motion to approve and then make the comment.
Okay, yeah, go ahead with the comment.
Okay, my comments to Sam Shada.
Yes.
Of course. I thought that since battles and they So I'm going to motion based on our agenda to approve it. three projects that are listed. Three projects that I have a motion to approve. Red Mesa for home renovation for Lena Benali, NRF funds, the amount of $6,135.08. The second one would be Red Mesa home renovation for Betty Johnson, in the amount of $4,300 NRF funds. And then finally, Red Mesa home renovation for Sam Lee, in the amount of $13,854.59.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion of the motion? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All right, it appears to be unanimous. Thank you so much for your help on those project application items. Thanks, Paul, for reading those all together for us and for the information. And thanks so much to Sam for coming to help us understand your project better. We appreciate that. All right, we will now go to item number 6 on the agenda, board member issues. And the first thing is just to discuss the next meeting. We currently have October 17th at 1:30 as the next meeting. I may have a conflict with that. We had talked a little bit before the meeting with Tony about potentially trying to coordinate our meetings with the Navajo Trust Fund so they're on the same day. So for those who need to come in for both, it would be a little bit easier to do so. So right now, I think we have the 20th as the right. Trust Fund Board.
Yeah.
Will that work for the board if we had the Revitalization Fund Board meeting on October 20th? Okay. That's Friday. Trust Fund typically has theirs on Friday. So if that works, let's pencil that in and then I'll work with
that
the
a problem? It,
trust fund
it
board.
Doesn't really work for me.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I'm actually out of town.
Okay. Well, we may let's that's right. You told me that. I apologize for what we're doing. Okay.
I'll be out of town too, but Mari would have easily stepped in.
Okay. Well, how about this? Let's just have a to be determined for our next meeting. I'll work with the trust fund board chair. We'll try and find a day that works for all of us. We'll try and get that out sooner than later so we can get on a calendar to make sure that everyone can be here. And then as Paul mentioned, that's the meeting where we go through the allocations. So that's a good one to be to, and we'd love to have your participation. So with that, are there any other issues that any board members have to bring before the board? Sure.
So I just, for my curiosity, I wanted to inquire on non-chapter projects. I know that specifically on non-chapter projects, they still have to go through the chapter, right? So a third party entity, non-chapter affiliate, can't come and submit proposal to access those non-chapter monies. Is that right?
Cool. Yeah. I'm going to turn that question to Paul, if you can take that.
A non-chapter entity can apply. The non-chapter funds, though, they have to be allocated by the board. So if there are funds there, the board must approve it. But right now, we don't have any funds in there. Now that Utah Commission can apply for funding the non-chapter.
The county.
The county
also.
In
the past,
yeah.
So
can be any place in the county or have to be inside the reservation project?
So the applicant isn't, the project has to take place on, statutorily has to take place within the boundaries of the Navajo Nation, within Utah. But the applicant doesn't have to necessarily be in that area specifically, as I understand it.
So the reason why I'm asking is kind of twofold. Commissioner Stubbs and I, we try our best to make our rounds to all of the
chapters, but Martha wasn't sending me something that Mr. Hubie. But what I was proposing is, I think the county, if it decides to do so, would like to host meetings with the chapters, just like the revitalization fund meets and the trust fund meets. Because the county has a lot of projects. And of course, we would bring in the trust fund and the administration. There are projects that are up and running now that are leaving the chapters at a disadvantage because of that breakdown in communication. There's a couple of highlights as examples. One example is we currently have an organization who's soliciting to become a hub for the East Department of Energy. It's through Commissioner Stubbs' effort that they're trying to create either a district where they would get Department of Energy monies to begin a group to talk about rare earths and probably, what's the other one, Commissioner Stubbs, rare earths, uranium. They're looking at economic development for sure and trying to establish a facility. Right now they're looking at the current uranium mine here in town.
Energy
fuels. And the opportunity is, you know, these jobs, manufacturing jobs, they're gonna have to come with education, a skilled labor force, which can be done because Lewis Eastern is here. Long story short, the chapters have an opportunity to be at that table, all the chapters. Martha's probably hearing this for the first time. Sam probably is too. So, you know, this meeting, should the county be able to sponsor it using our funds, we have that discussion. Another example is, the state has another organization looking at establishing solar fuel recharge facilities, like the one here in Blanding, right near the visitor center. And this company is wanting to invest and share the revenue from those refueling stations, because everyone, well, not everyone, but a lot of the outside folks are converting to electric cars, and they can access refueling stations throughout the area. Here in Mesa, the market would be excellent. She's just right there. They would establish just a land base where they can put in refueling station. They can hook up electric cars. I will charge them X amount of dollars and get off on the grid. So that's another project that's coming. I know they're going to be looking for it. The chapters know about that. And then we've got projects for solar energy, the turbines, the solar plants. That's opportunities for the chapters. But they're not getting that. So, sorry I'm long-winded on asking this question. But if the county should apply to the reserve funds to host these meetings, the only thing that'll drag my elected officials off from the reservation is stipends and per diem. And I guarantee they'll be here, just like me. They won't come for free. So, I'm thinking, you know, if we can help the local elected officials cover the cost of fuel, wants just to come and be with us so we can have these important discussions. I think that would be huge. I'm pressing that. I don't think that's out of the
Can I add to this comment? We had a meeting, he was talking about something that I got a phone call on a Friday, and they said we can be there next Friday. So we had a holiday and trying to figure out how to have somebody else that can come and listen to this presentation. And I got a cohort of different people, and it was the most amazing thing to be set at the table with people from Westwater, from Ochero, people that lots of people could not come, but we had about 30 people around the table. And it was so nice because, like he said, sometimes we are disconnected because we are separated by meetings. And we have to be separated because there are two commissions that cannot be sometime in a meeting, but we have an organization that can meet and come and listen. One of the things I got excited when I heard they're trying to create a hub and they're going for lots of money to charge for a study. There are three states, Nevada, Utah, and Idaho, trying to write this grant, basically. And they have three counties from Utah and one in San Juan County. And it's mainly because the rare minerals project the energy field has. And I just kind of been dreaming, I guess, like Commissioner Harvey, about possibility of having an organization. I mean, I provided the cookies. I hired my granddaughter to make a bunch of cookies and had cookies and water. But it was a good feeling. It was a good feeling to have people after come and say, this is what we need. We need to come together. And one of the things that project, I worked for the culture for 22 years. I created many programs there. I got excited because we are working on a campus in Money Valley. And it'd be perfect there to have some kind of certificate that they can do while they're in high school, come to. And they, when they leave high school, they can learn something about science or physics, you know, with a little certificate or something. The possibilities are enormous for people to start small businesses if they live on the reservation. And so I agree if we can come up with some kind of fund and come up with an organization where, you know, we can decide the chapters or whoever want to come to this coalition and try to figure out things that we can bring to someone having that they can keep, they can bring jobs, and they can have different components and different communities, you know, maybe. But when I was talking to, the opportunity came because I am in the Southern County Commission, and Keith Heaton, he is the director, and he called me and introduced me to this person. He came and talked to us. To them was very, you can tell they were not familiar with the situation with reservation and different things. But I got some few emails that really excited to work here and to, but the most exciting for me was that we're out of the table contributing ideas and trying to, I think that we can make this happen if we can do that, where we can come and look for solutions. For me, my thing is, okay, I know that enough I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. One of these days I won't be there. I'm thinking about the youth, you know, on the whole county, that they can have opportunities to keep them going with good industry, they can have good jobs, they can afford a good home, good help with their children. So, anyway, I just wanted to have that too.
Yeah, appreciate that. Appreciate you sharing that, that preview of a potential project, and maybe. Paul, if I can maybe just have you kind of keep that on your radar and work with the commissioners on what would be eligible and how we could work with that. And then, yeah, if you can just think on timing wise, as far as how it will fall. But that's helpful information to know as we prepare for our next meeting and doing those allocations.
And so the county would just follow the format here.
Right. I assume so, yeah.
Just a comment. The 5-4 youth chapters have gotten together and it's a regional plan to the charity station on the private community at this time in Rock City.
In the past, that project amazing. Somebody had to figure out what to do with solar panels. What if we have an industry that come to even the reservation to figure out how to dispose of solar panels? I mean, there's so many ideas that can happen and they can open, especially like this grant, if it goes through, eventually they're going to have funds to be able to help somebody start a business and do different things.
Thank you, boys, for connecting our wild idea.
That's great. I appreciate that. Like I said, that's helpful as we look forward to that next meeting and to have an idea of what some of the discussion will be. All right.
That'll be our budget meeting, right? Where we just do the new allocation.
Yep. All right. If there are no other questions or comments, I'll look for one final motion. Motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
Second. All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
And adjourn. Hey, thanks so much, everybody. We really appreciate your time today.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, it was quick. Although, it was right in the allotted time. No, we had a lot of hard stuff.